This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBCTV18 Market Podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, US markets yesterday were largely lower. It was only down in the green with some positive bias, but largely flat. We have weak set of numbers coming in from Meta, Microsoft and Apple and technology stocks. They are something that will be defining market moves this week because a lot of them are expected this week itself. US dollar index slumped to below that 110 mark. US 10-year yields softened to near 4% versus levels of 4.2% that we saw last week. Today, we'll be watching out for quarter three GDP data in the US and initial jobless claims as well. As far as Asian markets are concerned, strong cues coming in. Hang Seng is up 2.4%. Taiwanese index is up 1.8%. So it's looking good for the Asian markets. South Korea, well, the third quarter GDP came in at the slowest level in 2021 at 0.3%, but that is not impacting the market so much. Oil prices, they were higher by 3% overnight above the $96 per barrel mark, led by record US exports. Now let's talk about our own markets. Indian markets on Tuesday snapped 7-day winning streak. But today is the monthly F&O expiry, and that is something which will make the markets very volatile till the last hour of trade. We saw that Nifty so far is up 900 points in this series, and now the Nifty support comes in at 17,560, resistance comes in at 17,800. If we look at the SGX Nifty, and we'll have to compare it with Nifty futures because yesterday we were not trading, it is indicating an uptick of around 250 to 290 points. So it looks like it could start in the green, but we could expect some volatility because of the expiry day that is. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this CNBC TV18 Market Podcast, and have a great day ahead.